Jay Ray, welcome back to Press Pass.
Eileen, thanks for having me.
Another school year is behind us since we last met. You recently looked at several things that will be involved for the upcoming school year in the Buffalo Public School District. You named five particular things.
Yeah, but the ending of the school year, you kind of get a clear picture on what some of the things you'll be looking for next year. You know, one, I think, is special education. You know, this is frequently mentioned as an area that needs improvement. And over the past year, the district has been consulting with an outside organization to address on how to address some of the concerns, including the overrepresentation of minority students identified with a learning disability. The district needs to develop an action plan, and a report is expected out within the next few months.
It's kind of remaining a challenge for many of the teachers in the classrooms, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, exactly, as those numbers can continue to go up. Another thing is the school district has redesigned several high school programs over the past few years, and it looks like they're talking about Da Vinci being the next one. Da Vinci is a high school located on the Duville College campus, and there's thinking there to design a program where students can specialize in some of the health-related fields, which would be aligned with the allied health programs that Duville has.
And kind of those collaborations so much that the district talks about creating within the community, too.
Exactly. And they're kind of thinking this would be maybe a pipeline for students to carry on in higher ed.
Another thing you looked at was the Gifted and Talented program. It's on a preschool level, early childhood.
Yeah, there's two Gifted and Talented programs in the school district right now, but a lot of demand for it. So the district is working on what is called an early childhood enrichment program. It's not a full-blown Gifted and Talented program, but they would take elements of it and infuse it into daily instruction for students in grades pre-K through 4. They found money for it this year, and they'll be spending the summer figuring out how to roll it out next year.
And what are team shuttles that you were talking about as well? Kind of an issue regarding how student athletes travel back and forth to games and practice and through some difficult neighborhoods of the city?
So while they're trying to build up their athletic program, one of the concerns that came out was the safety of its athletes. As they're leaving games and practices, often they're traveling through some tough neighborhoods. So they started a pilot program at a few of the high schools this spring where they provided small buses to the coaches that can pick up or drop off their players.
And Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash has received his evaluation from the school board. He received a 3 average.
Yeah, overall he gets about a B, which is he scored better than he did last year, but not quite as good as his first year. There's a lot of satisfaction with his plan, his vision for the school district, some of his new initiatives, though there's still acknowledgement by him as well as board members that there's a long way to go with the academics. But there's a general sense that they're happy with the stability he has provided the district and bringing the community on board to what he's been trying to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to move ahead. He was given this receivership problem with many of the schools. He has his education bargain, and he just keeps plowing forward. But there always is that concern of when we will see those meters move on performance for students.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think there's been a lot of initiatives going on over the past few years. But there's also impatience about, will we see the needle move, and is it realistic to see the needle move in 3 years? He continues to remind everyone this is it's tough. It's one step forward, two steps back often.
Well, Jay Ray, thank you so much, and we'll check in with you again next month.
Thanks, Eileen.